When our son was 12 years old, my wife had an affair with a guy called Zach Zersky, whom she knew from synagogue. He was a little younger, 3 or 4 years, had 3 boys, all younger than our 2 kids, but was in some sense in the same position as my wife. They both had partners who made good money, which meant they didn't have to do much and got bored and restless and maybe even depressed. Zach's wife was head of oncology at Westchester County. I saw Zach touch Amy's hand under the fold-out table at the Purim food bank drive, under the paper cloth. He was short, about 5'8", broad-shouldered and dark. He wore linen shirts open at the chest. His chest hair had started going gray. On Sundays, he played guitar for the kids at Temple Beth and taught them Jewish songs like Spin, Spin, Sevivon, very pro-Israel, in a tree-planting, happy-clappy way. He was the kind of guy who danced with all the old ladies and little pigtailed girls at a bar mitzvah, so he could also put his arm around the pretty mothers and nobody would complain. Even before I saw them holding hands, I didn't like him. My parents are Catholic, but my dad thought religion was just a big fancy dress party. And he hated fancy dress. Maybe this is why I never got involved in the synagogue, which meant Amy had a whole social network where she had an identity, and I didn't. She told me about Zach after I already knew and after it was already over. Amy had highly developed guilt feelings, which were so strong she couldn't help being mad at whoever she felt guilty toward, which was often me. She said she wanted to make me mad, too. She just wanted some kind of reaction. That's all she was looking for. But that's not really my style. If there's something you can do to fix something, I try to do it. But in this case, I wasn't sure what. She said, "You don't feel anything about anything." I said, "Everything I do for you and the kids. Nothing else matters to me." "So what do you want to do?" I asked her. "Do you want a divorce?" But she didn't want that. At least, not until the kids had left home. The home and the kids were all she had to show for the last 12 years of her life. The thing with Zach didn't mean anything. It was more like a kind of self-harm. She knew that I knew that when she was a teenager, she used to cut herself on the thigh. A bid for attention. But Amy...